What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today, we're basically doing the ultimate Treat Yourself episode.
Yes.
We decided to do one all about self-care, like our ideal self-care day.
Yes.
What we would do to make ourselves feel the best if we could just dedicate a day to it.
Absolutely. A fantasy.
Most of our lives.
Laughable, because I've done zero of it today, but it's still early, so I still have time.
This is true. Yeah. Should we start with a quotable?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a self-care episode,
that
Kelsey.
That is a good point, Delaney.
All right. This is from Wolf. I said, wow. Ralph Waldo M. Jeez, aren't you guys? I'm sorry. I roll out of bed that kind of day. Not a good self-care day for me. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Say that five times fast. This is nothing can bring you peace but yourself.
Ooh. Oh.
It's a lot of pressure, Ralph. Mm.
That is a tight quote. That is a 6-word quote.
Yeah.
It really punches you in the gut.
Although I feel like, you know, a hot bath and a nice cup of tea brings me peace.
But I guess I'm doing that for myself.
You're right.
Unless Cam makes it.
But he does sometimes. Yeah, he does sometimes make my bath for me and give me some tea. But I guess that I'm thinking of, well, that's external things still. Is he talking about like inner peace, being tranquil with yourself and meditating?
Yeah, but those things create inner peace.
That's true.
Don't try to debunk Ralph.
I don't know, Ralph. I don't know if I'm buying it.
You just don't want to take care of yourself.
It's a weird hill to die on. Yeah. This Ralph Waldo Emerson quote. You're like, I don't know.
I think you're the only person on that team. I think everybody else is on Ralph's side, probably.
Oh, I get it.
So, Tay, do you want to read some stats about self-care?
I would love to, Kelsey. I like when we all talk to each other like we're...
Very news anchor type of morning.
Yeah. Thanks, Kelsey. Back to me. The Journal of Consumer Research published research showing that Americans associate busyness and stress with prestige and status. Oh, my God, yes.
Wow.
Ooh, hitting the comedians in the room hard. How many times are we posting our fucking tour dates, like, hashtag hustle?
Oh, my God.
I talk to comedians about this all the time. Like, those are for comedians. Like,
only for comedians.
Only for comedians. Normal people are just, like, too much reading. Yeah. But other comedians are like, look how busy they are. I guess we should maybe, like, be nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're
oh, my God.
Booked. Yeah,
getting
that kind of thing.
Booked. And then you think of even, like, people in corporate jobs, like, people just talk about busy, stressed out people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at them getting so much done.
It's a dick measuring contest.
Right.
Yes. Like, you want to feel like you're in the rat race. Like, you're, you know, doing stuff.
Right. Which I'm in and out of meetings all day, Sheila. Hold my calls.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Right.
It's like, if you're in the rat race, you're a fucking rat. Ew.
Ew, bro.
You will never get the cheese. Vegan cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Vegan cheese. The American Psychiatric Association reports that 39% of U.S. adults feel more anxious than they did a year ago. I mean,
well, the world's on fire for one. Yeah. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. It's not helpful.
Yeah. Not helping. Not helping at all.
Yeah. Every year we get closer. woof, too early in the morning for that.
For apocalyptic talk.
Thanks for that, Delaney. In a 2011 study studying 65,000 Americans 25 years and older, only 6.6% said that they engaged in health-related self-care each day.
Oh.
That's a small number.
Oh, that's very low.
That's a small slice of pie right there.
Yeah, that's... Well, I mean, that's every day, though. I mean, could any of us even say that? I don't even think.
I do.
Every day?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just become like part of my routine. Like right. My morning routine is like a self-care thing.
Self-care loaded.
Yeah.
And you stick to your morning routine.
Yeah, I have to or else I get impressive, except on the road, it's a little tough to sometimes. But when I'm at home, like I have to do it now.
The only self-care thing I stick to is a daily walk because I have a dog.
Well, there you go.
And
see?
So I stick to something, but it's more for his self-care, not mine. Or his care, not mine. But it helps me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But without that external accountability of having, you know, an animal relying on me.
Yeah.
I think my daily nugget of self-care would look very different every day. It might be only for 30 seconds, but I could fit that in, you know, and I have
like,
been.
I feel like you had a routine for a minute before Mav.
Oh, I had a great routine that was absolutely psychotic, though. I was trying to do everything in an hour. It was like, okay, I'm doing yoga, and I'm journaling, and I'm drinking a green juice, and I'm doing push-ups, and I'm doing meditating. And I became a perfectionist about my morning routine, which was stressing me out, which is the opposite of what a morning routine should do. Yeah. So now it's just like I wake up and see how I feel, and whatever I need, I do it. So whether that's, okay, maybe it's a stretch, maybe it's meditating, maybe it's drinking hot tea, reading a book, and then I go about my day. But I just try to do one thing instead of cram in 15 things that I think I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And that's very helpful.
I think that's a great tip for listeners because I know that I've definitely got caught. Oh my God. Every time we record in the morning, I make up words. God damn. I will get caught up in that, like, okay, if I'm going to do it, I better do it at the absolute, like, most highest, oh, just do 50,000 things. And then that's not self-care. That makes you feel worse
because
you're burnt out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, don't like that at all.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What do you guys do for self-care?
I want to hear Kelsey's morning routine.
let's start there.
Let's start with a winner.
Oh, my God.
And then listen to us and our garbage where we're like, I mean, what we would like to do is in a perfect world.
I will say I did not start doing this until a ways into us having this podcast.
Yeah.
But
like
I feel
how far
like,
in?
Oh, I've probably been doing this one for maybe like 6 months.
That's
really
good.
Wow. Really? Oh, I thought you guys were going to be like, oh, that's not that long.
I mean, considering mine's lasted a week, that's pretty fucking long.
Yeah, that's a long time to be sticking.
Okay.
Every day?
You've made the habit now. I mean,
every day that I'm home.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But I just want to say, like, when we started this podcast, I was not somebody that had a
set
morning routine. Right. But, you know.
So if you still feel like garbage, Delaney and I still are.
Hey.
And you have time.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so... this is like my ideal self-care as well as these are a few things I do actually do every day. So I wake up and I make myself a cup of dandelion root tea.
Wow, ooh. You are 1,000 years old. I love it. That's great.
Roasted dandelion root tea.
Oh, that sounds great.
You can get it at Whole Foods. It's at most grocery stores. So it's one of the best things you can do to detox your body. It like cleanses your body. It cleanses your liver.
Oh.
It's a really good thing to drink like the morning after you've had booze.
Okay.
Because it helps.
I need that.
That's for Tay. It's also a diuretic, so it makes you pee, it makes you poop. Like it's a good way to start your morning.
Okay.
Because it just like cleanses. It's also helpful with like weight loss and it's just a good detoxifying thing.
I can get on board with this dandelion.
Yeah.
Stuff,
roasted
for sure.
Dandelion. It's a little bitter, but if you know, you add a little like lemon juice or honey, it's helpful. I'm like hardcore and I just do it. Straight up.
Oh
now.
My God. Just take it neat.
Take
a dandelion neat, please.
A dandelion
Kane
meat.
Just, you know, shoving it over to you, sliding it across the counter like a bar.
Oh,
I love
my God.
It.
That's so funny.
Good stuff. So I do that, and then I make myself a protein smoothie, which is the same one that Alex Catalano recommended to us when she came on our nutrition episode.
Oh, wow.
So actually, I've been doing
for a while.
When was that? Because I've been doing that every day.
Probably
that
over
was
a year
long
ago.
Time ago. Okay. You lived in your old apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that has stuck with me then for like a really long time
because
it made me feel really good. So just a quick reminder, if you guys want to know what the recipe is, I use frozen spinach, frozen blueberries, frozen strawberries, frozen banana, but like a small amount of the fruit or else you're just like basically having a bowl of Fruity Pebbles, you know, sugar-wise. So, yeah. I mean.
Debatable. Says the vegan.
You are argumentative today. I don't think so. Don't take me Fruity Pebbles
away from
me. I
mean, it's definitely better than having Fruity Pebbles. Yeah. Just leave it at that.
That's a good point. Yeah. I think Alex was trying to make the point on the show, though, that like if you load it up with sugar, even like, you know, fruit sugar is obviously better than refined sugar. It's still like... Shouldn't be a lot. So I try to do like a reasonable amount of that. And then I put in either like a quarter of a half or a half of an avocado, like a tablespoon of almond butter, 2 tablespoons of flaxseed meal, some oats, protein powder, and almond milk and water.
Wow.
And it's like the best.
So you start the day off with a lot of liquids.
A lot of liquids and a lot of fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to shitting your brains out all morning.
Well, I have IBS. And so I have to have like, I have the type of IBS where I just won't poop. If I don't have like a bunch of fiber. So that smoothie, I mean, that smoothie plus the tea makes things move. So
of the IBSs,
yes.
Do you feel like yours is the superior one to have? Or would you rather have the one where you were like
shitting constantly?
Shitting water, yeah.
Mm. Like diarrhea or constipation.
Yes.
You know, I've had people sometimes say, oh, you've got the constipated one. That must be nice. And then I am like, no, because then you're basically walking around with like a poop fanny pack.
Oh, that is uncomfortable.
But you know what I mean? Like you just, that feeling that any of us have had if you're traveling. I know a lot of people get constipated when they travel where you're like, oh, it's been like 4 days. I have like, it's not comfortable. You don't want that in you. So I would way rather have the kind where it's like you poop 7 times a day.
Yeah.
Used to be light on your toes.
Yeah. When I was diagnosed with IBS, I really think I only had it for about a year, year and a half, to be honest, and mine went away. I had a mix. I was constipation diarrhea mixture.
Ooh.
So I had a good little sampling of both.
Yeah.
So every day you didn't know what you were getting. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Oh my God.
Just trying to navigate that throughout
that
my day.
Double Dutch.
Yeah.
Get it. So I have those 2 things. And then I spoke about this on a recent episode. I just started incorporating a lot of supplements that have helped in a huge way, have helped my energy a ton, made my skin clearer than it's been maybe ever, like consistently without some sort of like hormonal birth control in me. Mm-hmm. So you guys can go back and listen to, which episode was that?
It was with
Helen Hong on Vices.
Oh, yeah.
I talked about that. I just bought some supplements, so you guys can go listen back to that. Okay, so I have my tea, I have my smoothie, and then I meditate. So I use the Headspace app, which I highly recommend if any of you are looking to like get into some easy meditation. I think it's a good way to like get your toes wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's guided. It's only 10 minutes. Like it's not daunting.
Yeah.
And the guy has this very soothing British voice, and he just like. You can pick an anxiety pack. They call them packs, so it's like 10 courses. You can pick one that helps you sleep, one that helps you with like social anxiety. It's very helpful.
So I do
that for 10 minutes, and then I journal. And I think this is an area where I used to get tripped up with what you're talking about, Delaney, where it's like, oh my God, how am I going to do all these things? The artist way tells you to do 3 pages of long handwriting every morning.
Yeah.
And I used to do that, and it was really helpful, but, like, goddamn, that can really take a long time. And then you look at the clock, and you're like, it's noon, and I haven't done anything else.
Right.
So now I tend to try and just set, a timer for maybe 10 minutes
and
just, like, write what comes out in 10 minutes.
That's so much smarter.
That is good.
Because when you're going for a page length, it starts to feel like a homework assignment. Although sometimes you wake up, and you don't have 3 pages worth of shit in your brain.
That's – I can't – agree more.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole point that Julia Cameron makes is that, like, you do always have, and that, like, once you start digging, then that's when you find the real shit.
Right.
And, that might be true, but I do think some days I wake up and I'm like, I feel pretty okay today. Here's some thoughts I have, but, like, I just kind of want to get to my shit. Right. And then other days, maybe you wake up and you've gone through something the night before and you're like, ugh, I'm going to write 5 pages today.
Right.
Yeah. I found myself when I was doing like journaling was a lot of like, I don't know what to write anymore. I don't know what to, and I would just keep going because yeah. Like, okay, well, I can do 3 pages and yeah. Okay, I'm sure something will come up eventually. I was just like having yeah. a conversation back and forth with myself.
Yeah.
But sometimes it would like at the last minute, something would kind of pop up and like, oh, that wouldn't have happened if I had cut it short.
Yeah.
So I understand both things, but I like the whole just brain dump, get it out of your head and kind of.
Yeah.
Get going.
What I'm thinking helpful. About doing, and when I say I'm thinking about doing it, I mean I just thought of it right now. is
brand new thought.
It's in the last 30 seconds, what I've really been wrestling with. I feel like it might be better for me, I don't want to speak for everybody, to journal at night. Just because, uh-huh. I mean, technically, you can write about what happened the day before the morning of, but I feel like it's fresh. It's fresher for me to yeah. write at night.
Totally.
Also, it might be a good way for me to not look at a screen because I've been pretty bad about that lately at night where I'm just yeah. like on my phone until I conk out or I like
right.
leave
it's
a
so hard
show
not to.
It's so hard not to, especially on the road.
Oh,
it's so
need it.
Hard.
Need it, yeah.
And so, yeah, maybe I'm going to start trying to do that where I try to journal at night. I think I used to do that when good. I was a kid also, so I think that might just be how my brain's wired.
Yeah.
And maybe it would help me with the dreaming and the nightmares too.
I was just going to say.
Oh, right.
If I dump everything out on a piece of paper and then my brain's like, okay, we thought about it. We don't have to.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, torture. Because isn't that what dreaming is? It's your brain going, we got to untangle all this.
Right.
Yeah. So if you do it, you know, kind of on your own,
yeah.
don't leave your fickle dream brain that yeah. wants to
mm-hmm.
your dream brain is not very nice to you.
Dude. No, it is not.
Dude, so rude. Your dream brain.
Thank you. Yeah. If I have lightly unpleasant dreams, I'm like, good night.
Yeah.
This is pretty. If I have weird dreams, I'm like, this was good. This is
wow.
good. I had a weird dream last night that I was like going to prom and like someone in our group kept holding us up and we were like, we eventually just didn't go to prom. We went to a water park and I'm like, this made no sense, but this was great.
Oh,
this was great. God. I'm like, I was annoyed for most Jeez. Of the dream where I was just like, I don't even want to go to prom. I don't even want to go. I just want to change. And
oh
then,
God.
You know, I woke up and I was like, all right.
Oh my God.
Nobody died. We were just late.
Yeah.
We're so different in our dreams. Yeah. If somebody was holding us up from going to prom, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? I just spent 4 hours doing my makeup, bitch.
That is a nightmare for Kelsey.
That is truly my nightmare.
Kelsey's like, I'm not waiting for anyone. I'm going to prom. I will make new
myself.
Friends.
I'm going to take an Uber. See you there.
Yeah. That and having to make my bed over and over. Me and my weird nightmares. So, and then the other thing, this is something I don't do every day, but I would really like to start doing every day, is writing jokes. Like, it should be. It's my job. I
yes.
should write every single day. But instead, I do kind of fall into that trap of, like, I can't really think of anything right now, so I'm just going to do other shit. And it's, like, there's no excuse for it. I should dedicate at least, like, 30 minutes a day to just seeing what comes out. I feel like you've gotten really good at, like, being consistent with that.
Yeah, because I'm dating somebody who's a machine at writing jokes. So, like,
true.
Every day I'm, like, if I take a day off from shows and he's, like, do spots, I'm, like, no, like, I take care of myself. I'm not sure. Like, I've gotten a lot better about it. Also, just filming the special, I needed new material so badly that I was like, okay, I have to sit down every day. And I still feel like that. Like, I've been doing like 55 to an hour five on the road, and I've just been taking my notebook up, and
yeah.
I've maybe like 3 to 5 minutes of that is stuff from the special.
That's so great.
Holy
That's awesome.
Shit, dude.
That's
that was fast.
Yeah.
That's every day.
Damn.
Like, if you write every day, you do get something. Even if you just
right.
get, like, one line, you're like, okay, well.
Right. Expand on this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how your brain, like, will fill the space when there's a need for it.
Yes.
Like, when I started a show in college, and it was a weekly show, and it was the same group of maybe, like, 50 people that would show up every week. And so I had to do a new 10 minutes every week because I knew that if I did the same set as last week, it would bomb because they already heard it. The
right.
exact same crowd. And I somehow managed to come. Was it a good 10 minutes? I don't fucking know. Maybe there was a good 2 minutes in the 10 minutes.
Right.
But like my brain would somehow come up with 10
yeah.
minutes.
Yes. But that's, you know what? A good 2 minutes is a lot.
It
yeah.
is, truly.
Right.
Like, yeah, I know maybe to our listeners that sounds like nothing, but really it is like a long time.
Yeah.
If it's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been thinking that a lot lately. Like, I wish I had some more external accountability or external pressure that made me feel like I need this amount of new material right now because I'm, like, not – it like, it comes and goes. Sometimes all of a sudden I'll write, like, a new 20 in, like, 2 weeks and then, like, two – weeks will go by where it's nothing.
So right. I don't know. That's usually me too, as yeah. I have like a windfall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at all the apples. And then,
gathering.
6 weeks later, I'm like, these are all rotten. Yeah. And I have to get new apples. And I'm just waiting under a tree. Like, please give me something.
The giving tree.
Yeah. Screaming at it. Trying yeah. to shake it.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so after that stuff, I try to always exercise in the morning because if I wait till the end of the day, it just doesn't happen.
Mm. Right.
I know that's different for everybody. Are you guys like morning exercise people or night exercise people?
I
or why did I even? Never mind.
Delaney, like,
why don't you go wait
people.
In the car? Yeah.
Why don't you wait in the car?
Just sit this one out.
I think it's better to do it in the morning. It's easier for me to do at night. But because I've had so much, I used to work out at night all the time. Like when I first moved to LA, I would go to the gym after shows and I was up till 3 a.m.
Holy
as you
shit.
Can imagine.
Yeah.
Not working out till 3 a.m, but I was, you know, working out.
Well, it gives you so much energy usually.
It does.
Yeah.
And so once I realized like, oh, this might be one of the reasons you're having trouble sleeping. I was like, okay. The thing is, though, I it's not as easy for me to do it first thing in the morning. I think I tend to fall more under, like, early afternoon.
I got you.
On an ideal day.
Yes.
That I have nothing going on. Because I don't know. In the morning, sleep is so hard for me that I want to sleep till whenever I can that day. So I don't have, like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym before noon. Like, I don't have that kind of thing. But if I wake up at, like, you know, 10 or 11, like, it's a day like that, I need, like, an hour or so. And then I don't go until, like, 1.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I fluctuate. I wish I was more like that, though. And some days it is like that where I'm like, I'll do it later. And then, of course, you don't.
Yeah, I get caught up with like with meals where I have to find that right time. That's like, okay, I didn't eat so recently that this is going to give me a stomachache when I work out, but I can't be getting too close to another meal that I start to get hungry, because then like the second I feel hungry, I'm like, well, I'm going to go eat now. I'm not going to work out.
Right.
And then you're just in that cycle the rest of the day of waiting to eat, having eaten too soon. So I try to do it like after my breakfast is settled and before lunch hits.
So after smoothie.
After smoothie. That's and like a little time.
Sometimes I like to work out without food yet.
Okay.
Sometimes that feels good to me.
Yeah. And that doesn't make you feel like groggy? Like you don't feel like you're missing fuel or anything?
No, because I don't feel like I eat as... Are you hungry the minute you wake up?
Mostly.
Okay. Yeah. See, then you got... I'm not hungry the minute I wake up. Like the intermittent fasting is what I think agrees with me the most.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means I just like between like 1 and 9 p.m., is when I eat. So if I wake up early, like, I'm not really hungry for the first hour or so.
I got you.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I think it's fine to, like, if you feel like you want to do more things at night before bed, I think it's okay to have your morning routine at night. Your routine at night. Like, it's a daily routine. It could be morning, afternoon, evening. You could backload your morning routine and do, like, one thing in the morning to wake you up, and then you know that later on is journaling and X, Y, and Z, right, later.
Yeah. Could have a wind-down routine.
Exactly.
Instead of a wind-up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, do maybe, like, a little tiny thing in the morning for yourself. But my routine is very flexible. It's more of a daily routine than it is a morning or routine. I just kind of do something at some point throughout the day. That's like the non-negotiable I have with myself. Like, oh, Even if it's for 2 minutes, you got to do something. But when I first wake up, I take a wet towel and I put it on my face. I wipe my face with a wet towel. I don't know if you guys do that.
No, what? No, I'm not a dog.
Just a cold wet washcloth.
Instead of washing it? Is that what you mean?
Yes, I don't wash my face every day because that's when it was getting real dry and messed up. And yeah. So I'll honestly, my routine is basically I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck do I need right now? And so yeah. If I'm like, all right, I'm gonna wash my face, and it might not be the same way every day because maybe it's a little dry today. Maybe it's a little oily today. So I kind of fix that. And then it's like, you know, I'm really fucking hungry. I'm going to make myself something really delicious to eat. Or I'm not super hungry, so I'm actually going to do some stretching in my room. It's kind of like
it's my intuitive self-care.
I was really just going to say, yeah, you can do that with your skincare too. It is. Not just the eating.
Exactly. So anything that I feel like I need, I do. So I guess my daily routine is trying to be really present and honest with myself, because I can really get in that trap of what should I be doing? What are the things I should be doing to wake up? What should I be doing to set myself up for success, instead of actually, well, what do I really want to be doing and what does my body feel like it needs right now? And so because I can get kind of caught in that workaholic trap, I really try to just do that one thing. But yes, I do take my dog for a walk every single day. I do stretch and do some kind of breathing exercise every day, even if it's for like 30 seconds in between, you know, consulting calls or something like that. What I have been doing every day for a while since I purchased it is I do make myself like a little smoothie. It's just an everything you could imagine in one powder. It's called like kachava or something. And it's got like, I don't know, 100 things in it. So I just put that in a cup, put some water in it and stir it. And then I'm done. Doesn't need it. That's it. Just real simple.
That's not a smoothie.
I guess not a
smoothie.
It's not. Well, I don't know what they
protein
call it.
Shake?
Protein shake smoothie. You can do whatever you want with it.
Oh, okay.
So you can add water. You can put it in a blender with a banana. Whatever
I got
you want.
You just drink it like water?
It's delicious. Tastes like chocolate. It's fantastic. Oh. Yeah. So they have a chocolate or vanilla. So I do that. Put it in a cup. Makes me feel like, okay, I got all my protein and vitamins and all that stuff today. That's taken care of. Very simple. Simple and quick, right? I'm all about just like efficiency and like the least amount of things. Okay. Yeah. If that one thing takes care of what I need to eat in a day as far as nutrients and minerals, oh my God, I'm good. That's like a minimalist wet dream right there. Fantastic, right? Yeah. So I do that. And I would say consistently, those are the things I do every day. I take a walk, I have that little smoothie thing, and I do some kind of stretching and breathing.
Okay.
If it's a real good day, I will have done some kind of workout, which is usually a Kiara Lachey video, hip hop video on YouTube.
I am so addicted to, is it Kiara or Kira?
I think it's, I don't know, Kiara Lachey.
Kiara Lachey.
Yeah.
So Delaney talked about it on a recent episode and I started watching it. Now I'm addicted.
it's so much fun.
I alternate between like dancing to the Beyonce Homecoming special and doing her like ab videos. They're so good. Yeah. It is so much better than like being on the ground and doing sit-ups.
Yeah.
It's way more fun.
It's really fun. So I'll do that. I try to do that a few times a week. I don't do it every day, but I try to do that. Another thing I try to do weekly is like take a hot bath and just relax. I put some lavender oil in there. I put some Epsom salt in there and I listen to like music or a podcast and I just try to chill out.
That's nice.
In the bath. Nice. So I try to have that like weekly date with myself.
Yeah.
So that's something that's, if it's a good day, I might do that a few days in a row if I feel like, oh, yeah, I'm really killing the self-care routine right now. Yeah. But I would say those are things I do most. And then hot tea, if I have it in the home, is a nightly thing I do. Cup of hot tea, whatever I got.
Yeah, that's a good way to wind down, too.
And I'm trying to make that take the place of some other habits I'm trying to quit, like binge eating bagels past 10 p.m., stuff like that. So I'm trying to replace that with like some fruit or tea or whatever I feel like I want that day.
Yeah,
this week, that's so great with it. But I've been sticking with it more than usual.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I like name things I kind of like do every day. Are those things like you do, or is that like your fantasy? Do we have to talk about our like fantasy day too? Do you want to say what you like do every day, and then we do like what we would do better?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I do tea in the morning and at night consistently every day.
What kind of tea?
In the morning, I usually do green tea. But if I feel like I've been doing too much caffeine, I'll do like lemon ginger or nice. Sometimes on the road. Actually, on the road, if I go out to eat on the road, I'm usually doing like hot water and lemon.
Oh,
throughout nice. The day and stuff, I do that between shows. I do it before shows. At night, I'm usually doing ginger or licorice tea. I do licorice. Licorice is really good.
You should try that. The dandelion root tea does not have caffeine, just FYI.
I think I've almost bought that so many times.
It makes you feel really good. Yeah. I can't have caffeine because of the IBS, so just if anybody out there is sensitive to that or doesn't want caffeine, it does not have that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I found out decaf is still a little bit of caffeine. Like that still is a little bit. I feel a little betrayed.
I would do dandelion root tea before bed though, because it makes you pee and poop.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. It's a good thing to do. I wonder if lemon morning. Ginger does the same type of stuff, though. Because that feels very, like, clean me out.
Yeah, I think it probably has some similar properties. I just think that the dandelion root specifically is, like, a pretty powerful
thing. I got to try that and compare it. Because green tea, I mean, that's part of caffeine, though, is, like, caffeine will make you... Make your bowels evacuate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then I do supplements, too. That's something I do every day. And it's, like, a little routine thing where you're just like,
It makes you feel good, right?
It makes you feel like you accomplished something and really all you did was just swallow a bunch of stuff. But it's all good for you. Yeah. So I do those things. And then other than that, I have not been consistently doing anything. I know we're not supposed to do this. We've talked about it. I've been trying to the first thing when I wake up. I try to like respond to all of my texts and emails that I need to because it makes me feel like, okay, now I can do other stuff. And then depending on – it's so dependent on what I have going on that day. Like last week I had a day that I had meetings at like, you know, 11, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Like they were all back to back to back.
Yeah.
And and I had shows until like 1 in the morning the night before. So I was waking up like – at 10 and like showering and go and like it was just nonstop, and then I like got home, ate something, and had to go to a bunch of shows.
Yeah,
so like days like that you just can't do anything beyond like tea and supplements.
Yeah, that's
so,
a good point.
You know, that's hard, but other people would argue just like, well, just wake up earlier. And it's like I don't subscribe to that because I just think sleep is number one.
Sleep is such a huge self-care like pillar. I mean,
number one.
Yeah,
it's like the foundation of everything. Like if you can do nothing else, that's like my self-care thing that I try to do consistently is I try to get minimum, like bare minimum 7.
Yeah,
that's not enough though. If I can do, you know, 8's fine. If I can do like 9, that's amazing.
Oh wow,
okay. 9 is where I feel the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, beyond that, the journaling thing I have not kept up with. I have been writing every day for at least a little bit of time. Going somewhere will help me do that if I'm on the road. Like, I can't write in a hotel room. I can write at home at my desk because I have, like, a window there and whatever. But I can't – I usually need a coffee shop or something, which is sort of a routine, I guess.
Okay.
But just the coffee shop changes.
I get so uncomfortable.
Really?
I hate it. I can't sit in there for very long.
How come?
I don't know. I always – so I'm just picturing walking into a coffee shop right now. It's like I immediately have social anxiety. Like there's people everywhere. I'm just trying to find like an open seat. And then you sit down and there's like crumbs from somebody's muffin all over the table. And then I'm like, okay, now I have to clean this. And then it's loud. And then there's certain music playing that I don't like the music. And I just am like, I don't want to be here now. And I just leave.
You know what I like about it? I can't watch anything. Like if I'm at home and I'm on my computer or I'm on my phone or I have it, I'm just at home a bit – I'll start thinking of an idea and then I'll go, oh, there's a YouTube video that I mean. And then you just watch a music video. And then,
and then 3 hours go by.
What are they doing? And, oh, what's this picture of Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston reconnecting? Like, you know, you just get that was a lot for people.
I was like, what is going to happen?
Oh my gosh, everyone's excited. They just said hi to everyone. Like, just chill out. They said hi to each other. But,
they like held her hand for them.
I know. Everyone's like, they're back together.
Please get back together. Oh my God, so I would die.
But like that's what I'm saying. It's easier to get. Yeah. I feel like if I'm in a coffee shop and I'm drinking coffee and I'm writing, I don't feel as anxious about that. If I'm like sitting there watching it, I judge people if I see people out at a coffee shop just sitting down watching things on their phone. So I'm like, okay, that'll cut down on that. And then also I feel like it's stimulating. Whereas like at home sometimes I'm like, I don't know. Like there's nothing to look at.
Yeah.
And so at a coffee shop, you can like overhear people's conversations. You can like, I don't really have social anxiety in public because I'm like, who gives a shit? These people are never going to see me again. And if they do, you're weird. I feel that.
You do. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. I feel weird, like, you know, at shows or with peers or something, but I don't feel it with strangers. Yeah. Like, I've slept on too many airport floors to care.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Me trying to go to a coffee shop now would give me a lot of stress, because then I got to figure out what to do with Maverick. And then I'm thinking about Maverick barking while I'm gone. And then I'm like, oh, God, I got to spend money and buy a drink to sit here. You know what I mean? So then it would be like, OK, maybe just I need to try to figure out how to minimize distractions at home in like a specific space.
Right.
So I make sure like my workspace has like nothing on it. There's nothing to look at or to like throw me off my game.
Yeah.
And I often just set an alarm to make sure like, look, even if you just work, do some deep work for 20 minutes, you're almost done. Like, it'll be done in 20 minutes. Just focus on this thing and then you can do whatever else. So I would say on a daily basis, I definitely set like a few different alarms depending on what I'm working on. That's something I pretty much do consistently. And I clean every day. It helps me relax. It feels like meditating for me. Sometimes I wake up and the only thing that gets me out of bed is I'm excited to clean up my space. So sometimes I get up, I organize like my bedroom, I make my bed, I go downstairs, I put the dishes away, I wipe my workspace, and that makes me feel like, oh, I have taken care of myself today. And I do that in between things too. And so, yeah, you know, that could be used as like a procrastination tool, I know, but only if you're really doing it excessively. And I will do it for maybe 5 minute bursts at a time, just because it makes me feel good. It actually energizes me. And so that's something I really do every single day, morning, afternoon, and evening, actually, 5 to 10 minutes at a time.
I actually do that too. I didn't think about that, but that helps me feel more productive. Like, I can't go write if my bed's not made. Like, I just can't do it. I hate coming home to an unmade bed. I hate crawling into an unmade bed at night. I hate it so much.
Yeah.
I hate it when the kitchen's dirty. I hate it when my bathroom is dirty. Like, all of that stuff I need to hit in the morning.
Yeah. Now, I know that I like it a little too much, probably. So I'm trying to nip some of my stuff in the bud as far as like procrastinating and stuff. And some really big self-care things that I've done recently, I now use Vistro, which is a meal service. So it's like pre-made plant-based meals. It's so easy and simple. Cam and I also got an Instapot recently. So we're going to also do some just like easy cooking, just throw things in the pot and we'll have mac and cheese and soups and curries and all that, have it for like the week. So it's going to be a mix of like pre-made healthy meals and cooking and stuff like that. Yeah. Easy cooking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But we just hired a house cleaner who's going to come like either once a month or once every other month. And I'm like, if that person can take care of all the deep cleaning in my home and I'm just kind of doing the basics and I know the deep cleaning is taken care of, I think I will procrastinate less on the cleaning aspect, because I mean, I could spend 8 hours of my Saturday deep cleaning the entire apartment. And I'm like, this is something that I would rather be spending time with friends and family. Yeah. I'd rather be spending that time in my business. This is just not super necessary if we're able to have somebody who can do it way better and faster. And, you know, I'm giving somebody, you know, employment of some kind. So doing that, I'm really trying to delegate the tasks that I don't like doing or I don't necessarily need to do if it's not super beneficial to like what my business looks like right now and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm delegating my food to a service. I'm delegating the cleaning to a cleaner. And I'm just going to try to keep that going.
Yeah.
You know?
You are so efficient.
I'm trying to. But I'm like, when you really think about, like, if I'm trying to, you know, run a business efficiently,
yeah.
do I spend 8 hours cleaning my apartment when I could pay somebody to do that? Or I spend 8 hours with clients and I make a decent amount of money that could go towards my wedding or, you know, something like that. So I'm kind of trying to be objective about it instead of like that feeling of I have to do everything by myself and all that. I'm really trying to be like, you know what? There's only a few things you actually need to do yourself, and it's X, Y, and Z. Everything yeah. else could really be delegated, and it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to have, you know, those types of systems in place while you're, you know, an entrepreneur and you're for getting sure. things off the ground and everything.
Well, time is money. Like, think yeah. about us hiring Lauren to be, yeah. you know, like, yeah. It made us realize, like, oh my God, the amount of time that we had been spending doing all this shit on our own
right.
was like, wow, we're at a point where we needed somebody else's help.
Absolutely.
To organize yeah. stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And time is the only resource you can't get back. I know we've said it before. Yeah. That is the only thing you cannot get back. So how much yeah. is your time worth to you? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that Oprah
We're all
quote?
Gonna die. We're all gonna die. That's not the Oprah quote, sorry. That's a Tea Time original.
Do you find like when you like, oh, nothing matters, kind of we're all gonna die? Sometimes that makes me feel a lot better and sometimes it makes me feel a lot worse, depending on the situation.
I just yeah. don't even think about any of that. You know what I mean? You guys both think about nice. Death a lot more than I do.
So much, yeah. all
They're
the time.
Constant. But like for me, it's like, okay, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, stop worrying about this really trivial thing. You're going to die someday. Just do it. And that actually helps me get over like, this thing does not matter. Let me just push through and make it
That's
happen.
A good,
that
yeah.
makes
yeah.
me feel good.
That's
However,
true.
When I really care about something and I'm passionate about something and I'm like, why am I trying so hard on this thing? We're all going to die anyway one day. What the fuck's the point? Right, why do I have to care over everybody else? That yeah. Then I'm like, oh no. Depressed. So it's like that whole mindset can either be really motivating or really fucking depressing, yeah. depending on what the situation is for me. I don't yeah. know how you guys feel about it.
I completely agree with that. Totally.
Yeah. I think honestly, to be three people who do what they love for a living, I think that is like the most important thing that helps me not try and obsess about death every day. If I was somebody who was not like being true to myself and was stuck in a job I hated or just like didn't have the courage to follow my dreams, that's when I would start to be like, shit, like the clock is ticking. I only have one life and I'm not actually doing what I love.
Mm.
But because I do what I love, it's like I try to just focus on like, wow, I get to do this and I'm so happy. And like, let's just try to make the most of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being happy makes me think about it the most.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Same. I find like, I think I do think about it so much because I'm happy and I love my life and I love how things are going. I think I thought about it way less when I wasn't very happy.
Yeah, when I'm sad and or super busy, I don't think about it.
Yeah.
And maybe because when I'm sad, I'm like, what? Oh, sweet relief. but when I'm like happy or I'm with, you know, people I care about or something, yeah. All I can think about is like, this will end.
Yeah.
So then so soon.
See, I don't start thinking about it until we start talking about it on the podcast. And now I'm thinking about it. And now I'm all anxious.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to do that to you.
Sorry.
And we're doing it to our listeners.
We're doing it to everyone. I'm so sorry, you guys.
I'm the opposite of self-care.
I know. I wanted to do a joke about it. And then I was like, nobody at a comedy show wants you to talk about your fear of death. Like, they're all here not to think about it.
Like, specifically why they came out.
Monster.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically what I mentioned is what I do either daily or weekly. So I do stick to some stuff, but my ideal situation.
Talk
okay,
to us
guys,
about your ideal.
I'm gonna freaking manifest some shit. Okay. Oh, no. Okay. My ideal situation is I literally have some kind of part-time vegan chef. Okay. That
okay.
comes once a week.
Yeah.
Cooks a few meals and we have it in the fridge. Okay. That'd
okay.
be like, oh my God, what a dream. And some kind of personal trainer of some kind at some point where I wake up and I do some kind of thing with them because I need the external accountability. Mm. I would have a weekly massage appointment if I was really killing it. I mean, this is like future Delaney. This is like her fucking hashtag goals sheet right now. Basically, yeah, those are the three areas that I would be willing to spend money. Great food that I don't have to cook, something that gets me moving, exercising, somebody awesome that can get my butt, you know, out,
Katrina,
and some kind of weekly massage, self-care. I would love to be like a member of like a spa where I can go there and just like sit in a sauna once a week or get a massage. That's literally, I don't care about stuff. I don't care about nice clothing. I care about those three things.
Yeah.
That is my ideal shit right there.
I love
that.
That's good. That's really good.
What's your ideal stuff?
My ideal stuff is I'm in the same place every day, and I am able to have a routine because I'm in the same place every day. Like
not travel.
It is. Yeah. It's okay. It's really hard for me to think of like that, where you're like someone comes 3 times a week or whatever. Like, yeah. I can't think like that because my life is not set up that way.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, are we talking like I don't travel, or are we talking about what's my ideal self-care day even when I am traveling? What do you think?
What if you did both? Like, what's your ideal self? What feels better to you, traveling or staying home?
I mean, staying home, obviously. I think on the road, I do have a routine. There's just less for me to do. Like, I can't clean my house when I'm on the house. I have an apartment. I can't clean my place when I'm on the road.
Why don't you do when you're at home, what your ideal self-care day would be?
Okay. My ideal self-care day at home is I wake up, make my bed, clean. I don't look at my phone right away. Drink tea. Maybe write a little bit. Not like in depth, but just kind of like, that's something I'd like to do instead of journaling, is like set a timer for 15 minutes and just like kind of throw up any idea and then come back to it later. Go work out, come back, have breakfast, shower, sit down and write for a while.
Okay.
That I think would be my ideal, like, at home day.
Yeah.
And then before shows, just get done whatever I need to get done and all that.
It's so simple.
It's so simple, but I'm not doing it.
What's the ideal if everything goes according to plan and you can wake up in the same place every day and all that stuff?
I think that's it.
That's good.
I mean,
that's attainable.
That's very attainable.
And I think so.
Yeah.
And it's what I do when I have the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, all of that stuff, it sounds very easy, but it's like all that stuff takes like 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, those are, and then, you know, a lot of days it's that thing. I think I'm like you too, where I think I wake up and I go, okay, what do I need? Am I hungry yet? No. Okay. Do I feel like I could go work out before I ate? Do I feel like I need to have a banana beforehand? Yeah. Do I feel like I could write right now? Like the only thing that's consistent is like tea and cleaning.
Yeah.
And supplements.
That's okay.
It's really
It's something. Yeah. I mean, it's better than a lot of people.
It's sticking to something, definitely. Yeah. Another thing that Cam and I are doing like once a month right now is, we like to do it more, but just usually it's kind of busy on the weekends. We take Maverick to his favorite like off-leash dog park and we let him run around for an hour, and it is the most joyful experience ever, because you're just around all these adorable dogs who want to come up to you and get rubbed, and then they're playing with each other and like he's so happy. That is like one of my favorite little like self-care things right now. It's just like seeing my dog so happy. And like it gets us out doing something as like a family out in the sun, you know.
Yeah,
I love just like sitting in the sun for a few minutes too. That could be a great self-care thing, just being outside for a few minutes.
D. Oh, ooh, my gosh. I want to add that to mine, and I take a walk.
Yeah.
In addition to working out. Because I'm a gym person, but also take walks.
I agree.
And having some vacations set, like plan, you know, even if they're loose plans, just knowing like, all right, this year we want to do this and this, and having that kind of thing, those things to look forward to, I think is really nice self-care too.
Yeah.
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 I love that. Yeah. I feel like my ideal one is like the same morning as I do now, but then also, like you guys said, do a walk. And like listen to some music. If I can incorporate music somehow into my day, it's always better.
Yeah.
Like I never listen to music and feel worse.
Right.
I'm always like, why don't I just like binge music every day? I have to have some form of like competition every day. If I were, if it was like an ideal day, I would love to either like play a volleyball game. Like some of my happiest times were either being like, you know, in sports growing up, or even just when I lived in Seattle, being on a weekly volleyball team. Like it made me so happy.
Yeah.
I really need it. That or playing foosball, or like just even like fun shit, like going like drinking and like playing shuffleboard, or like I love like arcade bars, like those type of things.
Yeah.
I love that. So that to me is like a weird form of self-care, but it makes me
that's
really
good.
Happy.
And you bought yourself a foosball table.
I bought myself a foosball table. Yeah. It
so
was
that is good.
It's fun, but it, I mean, it's obviously also important for me with like I do want to start traveling more for foosball and like taking it more seriously, and the web series has now become like a bigger part of my life. And yeah, it was definitely a good investment to make. What else? Oh, the massage, dude, you're so right. If I could get a massage every week, I would be
a
much more chill person.
What a dream.
Especially with all the travel we do. And then there's things like product wise. I don't know if you guys feel this way with like if you have certain products that are part of your nighttime skincare routine or shower mm-hmm. routine, that when you do them, it's kind of like your treat yourself night. Yeah. Like, do you, any of you use the Frank coffee body scrub in the shower?
No, I haven't yet. I don't know if I even got it. I don't think I got it.
Okay, so it came in my FabFitFun box. Yeah. We've talked about them before on the show. It is so nice. It's the scrub is like coffee grounds, vitamin E oil, orange extract, and like cinnamon. It just, it smells incredible and it's just the most like luxurious thing. So I do a body scrub. I really like the Origins clay mask. Have you guys tried that before?
No, I do sheet masks.
I don't do every day.
Yeah. Every day?
Pretty much every day, yeah.
Wow.
Masks make me break out really bad. They either dry out my skin or they make every pore on my face a pimple. So
really?
I don't do
even
masks.
From like Whole Foods or something?
Yeah.
I do them from, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've been doing them on flights and like I don't break out after flights now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Goddamn airplane acne. The worst.
The worst.
Yeah, I love doing like a clay mask or like a peel. The Ordinary is a great brand. You can get them on Sephora.com. It's like super, super cheap. You can get like a giant bottle of basically like hyaluronic acid or glycolic acid. And I like to do that too. And then HelloFresh has definitely changed mine and Kane's life. And I do think in an ideal world, it'd be fun to have a chef or whatever. But yeah. I actually have found that
cooking.
I've embraced I used to love cooking. I thought I wanted to be. I auditioned for the next Food Network star when I was in college.
I love it.
I really thought I like wanted that for a little bit. But I forgot how much that is actually like a really great way for me to relieve stress.
That's awesome.
So
see, that's great. Like you like cooking, so that's part of your self-care. I hate cooking, so part of my self-care is not cooking.
Yeah.
You know?
It's we switched to the vegetarian box for HelloFresh.
I heard. Oh yeah.
Delaney's converting people.
I would say I definitely have daily products I use. Honestly, you could probably picture it. Everything in my home is either vegan or eco-friendly. And so I am actually talking about the specific products I use more on like Instagram and telling you why exactly I love it and how I use it. But I use Bite toothpaste, which is those, it comes in a little glass jar. It's those little things that look like a breath mint. You pop it in your mouth, you chomp it, it becomes toothpaste. So that gets rid of any plastic toothpaste tubes. Oh, I absolutely love them. I use plain shampoo and conditioner, which is great. Comes in a stainless steel bottle. You can recycle the bottle. I just love them. Yep. All clean, natural products. And I love the packaging idea behind what they're doing. Mm.
I still use their travel shampoo and conditioner. Yeah, it is really like for clean products. It's really
great.
Good.
They have lotions and stuff too. All of my cleaning products are, you know, relatively clean, eco-friendly stuff, you know, biodegradable sponges. And sometimes I make my own cleaning, you know, solution, multi-purpose cleaner out of like baking soda and lemon and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just depends on how I feel that day, honestly. What else? I have a stainless steel razor that I use instead of a lot of disposable ones, but we've kind of talked about my only exception for some of those disposable ones is my butt crack. Okay, and then...
God, you and your butt crack.
What other products? I love, I think it's called Honeybee nail polish, which is an all-natural nail polish. I have all-natural nail polish remover that I love. But like my self-care, treat yourself stuff is like a night of clipping my nails, cutting my own hair.
Yeah.
I just want to take you to a dog groomer. You sound like a dog right now.
Shaving my body.
Yeah.
Putting some nice smelling lotion on. That's it. Maybe painting my toenails if I feel like it. But I'm actually going all natural right now on both things. Nice. Hands and feet. So I'm going to see how that feels. But yeah, I would say those are like my go-to products. I'm always kind of experimenting and changing. Oh, and then my face stuff is all Coco Kind. Love that brand. Mm.
I saw them in Whole Foods.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah, that's where I got it. Whole Foods. It's fantastic. Love their sea moss exfoliator and chia seed oil and a couple other things.
Nice.
Delicious.
Cool.
What about Taylor? Taylor, do you have products you like?
Just sheet masks.
Is there honey? Just sheet masks.
Honey, and then I have I don't even know off the top of my head, but I got like a hemp face lotion that I really like.
Oh, nice.
That's really light.
Lovely. So, yeah, that's good. One thing I want to add, if there's, because we have a lot of vegan listeners, which I now know because they message me. If you want to try one of Taylor or Kelsey's supplement regimens and you don't know what to substitute the fish oil with, flaxseed oil is supposed to really be a good substitute for that.
Oh, nice.
So heads up, cool. If you want to try that regimen out, you can still do it.
Good thinking. All right. We have an iTunes review of the episode. This is from Kendi Wendy. Says, I listen to a lot of serious and informative podcasts, but this one is often the first one I choose to listen to because these girls are real and funny. They can cover very serious and important topics while still keeping it light and throwing in fun stories. I really enjoy this podcast. Thanks for what you all do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's a lovely review. Please make sure to take a second and give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes if you haven't yet. And then... Should we just wrap up with some show dates?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like this come out?
All segments, segment. Yeah. This comes out January 27th.
Okay, cool. I'm going to be in Spokane at the Spokane Comedy Club the 6th through the 8th of February.
Heyo, hometown, go see her.
What's up? And then Flappers in Burbank the 14th and 15th. I'm at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen, Colorado on the 21st for the Aspen Comedy Festival. Cool. And then I am at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club in Las Vegas the 27th until March 1st.
Sweet. Awesome. I'm headlining Tacoma Comedy Club February 13th through the 16th. And then headlining Skyline Comedy Club in Appleton, Wisconsin, March 5th. Through the 7th, and then at Go Bananas, headlining Go Bananas in Cincinnati, March 19th through the 21st, and more dates as well. Go to kelseycook.com for tour dates and tickets.
Awesome. And my Thriving Artist course, you guys, is coming out in February. I am so excited. I've been working on this thing for so fucking long. So if you want to build, brand, launch, and market a product-based business, whether it's a digital product or, you know, a physical product, I teach you how to do that with 3 simple tools. It's like a minimalist approach to starting a business. If you are interested, I will be announcing that on my social media. So if you want to follow me on Instagram at Delaney Fisher to be one of the first people to find out about it, or you can email me your email address, DelaneyFisher.com. You can contact me through there, and I will personally message you when it's out and available so you don't miss it. So sweet. There it is.
Sweet, sweet, nice. Sweet. Yeah. I think the Freddie Prinze Jr. episode of Rissa Fury is out.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Either today or a week ago.
Oh, Freddie Prinze.
But make sure you go subscribe to
and then
All Things Comedy on YouTube.
This past weekend, we were in San Francisco
meeting
helpsters in person.
Yeah.
Oh. So thanks to everybody who came out.
I'm sure it's going to be so much fun. We're really excited.
Very excited.
All right, guys. Cool. We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to Self Helpless. We love you guys so much. There are a few different ways you can support our show. You can leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us move up the charts. You can also tell a friend about the show, post it on social media, and you can join our Patreon. It's where you can get bonus episodes from us and lots of really fun content, ways to interact with the show. That's at patreon.com/selfhelpless. And if you go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, that's where you can get links to all of our individual stuff. Delaney, where can people find you?
You can find me at DelaneyFisher.com. You can find the online courses there, one-on-one creative consulting, watch my comedy special, and find Dicks by Delaney there.
Perfect. Tay, where can people find you?
You can find me on ttomcomedy.com for tour dates and links to everything else social media-wise. I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram.
Perfect. You guys can find me at kelseycook.com for all my tour dates. My Instagram is at kelseycookcomedy. Twitter is at kelseycook. Please be sure to watch my foosball web series on YouTube called Wrist of Fury. I've had Delaney and Taylor on together. It was such a fun episode. And you can download and buy my album Savor It on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find comedy albums. We also want to give a shout out to our amazing producer, Lauren Mahoney, and our amazing editor, Emma Erdbrink. We love you guys, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.